Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back. This is Guys Next Door. You are with me, Fly Rod. And you know who's
and
next?
It's me. You know the name is right here. You see me.
You got it on your mask.
Yeah, come on.
So you can wear masks. I get it. Cool. Uh-huh. If the mask don't ever come off, then it has to be branded.
It has to be that because it
makes sense. Some people don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Some people can't see your face. They just know your voice. But some people don't know your voice. They just know your face.
Well, you see me now.
So you know his name is Mac and it's right there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. So, of course, welcome back. You know, like, subscribe, all that stuff. Go on Apple, go on Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Please.
That's us. You know we're there. Please give us comments. Please give us 5 stars. We are children.
And
we just want to know we are appreciated
in the world. Please, man, please.
So, Mac, man, I wanted to talk a little bit about, it's a broad statement of which I'm going to say, but there's a lot of white shit that some started white, some started black, but like you said, like, it's either it started white, and they knew they had to go black because we are the culture and we are the power and we are the best in everything. Or
I'll say this: we're pretty good.
Anything you let us practice for, we will become the best.
Hey man, I'm gonna give it a buck, and I'm not just saying this just because I love us, but black people, we're pretty fucking good, dog.
We're pretty fucking good, dog. So it's like Kentucky Derby, NASCAR, F1, all this stuff like that. I wanted to talk because this past weekend I was in Miami for F1.
And how was that, man?
I didn't make the race.
You didn't make the race?
I didn't make the race because I got there Sunday.
Okay.
That was the last day of the race. So I landed like Sunday 12. By that time, Nigel and Jay Sean and everybody was headed to the race. So it was like, and even they said they got to the race late leaving.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The race, right?
The race.
Get it?
Lord.
But even they said they left late. They got there to see it, but they should have got there early to walk like the lap, shit like that. So I missed that, but what I didn't miss is my man Lewis Hamilton party. So shout out to Lewis Hamilton.
Woo!
I missed the race, but I made the race. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
I made it for my race at the race. You feel what I'm saying? And that was a great, amazing party. Shout out to him. I knew really nothing about Lewis Hamilton besides that he's very pro-black. And that's amazing. But in my mind, you could be pro-black on TV and giving money and stuff like that. But
what are you actually doing in
person? Is that really you in real life?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to this party thinking probably white music. There'll be scattered showers of us in there. Scattered showers of blacks.
Today's forecast.
In my mind.
It's a smattering of blacks.
in my mind, I'm like, me and Nigel going, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to want to leave here and go to, it might be Sunday, so live. There's all these
other things.
I'm going to want to leave here very soon when I walk in. Nope. That was one of the best parties, intimate parties I've been to in a while. Jamaican DJs, all Afro beats, all reggae, all our stuff. And I appreciated that so much because, yes, there were white people there, but they couldn't do nothing about it.
They just had to enjoy the vibes.
And they definitely enjoyed the vibes.
That's it.
It went from the lines of Jake Paul in there doing little Jamaican dances and all this. Like, it was really that type of vibe.
Yo, I would pay money to see Jake Paul or Logan Paul try to do a Dutty Wine, man. I'd pay big bread
but
for that.
But they in there, you know, they don't have the most brother, but they in there. They get into it. Then I look to the left, Serena and Venus in there doing their thing. Like, it was that type of vibe, but it didn't feel like stuffy and VIP-ish. It felt like... It was so crazy. It didn't feel VIP-ish to the point that when we walked to the door, it wasn't like, yo, who you're on the list. It was like, yo, here for Lewis party. Oh, dope. Cool. Come in. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no ID check. There was no nothing.
It was one of those, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. And if you got there, you good. So, I went a little beyond what I wanted to talk about, but shout out to him because I really love people that are true to what they say.
Being super black in these not so black spaces.
To have a party and the genre of music is mostly reggae and Afro beats for a F1 after party is insane. So that's why it's insane, but it's powerful and it's a great insane. It's not insane in a negative way; it's insane in a beautiful way.
Of course.
So getting to what I was saying about how these white sports like F1 have now turned to us.
Yep.
To turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in Miami, all these F1 after parties were hosted by Khaled, performed by Future and Quavo and Trap. Like, you know.
I mean, I think that in itself has been because for the first, I think maybe like 5 years ago, which is crazy because it always has been, but 5 years ago or so, maybe a little more than that, was the first time that black music, like hip hop music, was fully considered popular music, like pop music. So. Now, if you're going for pop, if you're looking for pop music, whereas 10 years ago, whatever, you'd go to, and you know, it's no disrespect to any of these guys, you'd go to Tiesto, you'd go to Swedish House Mafia, you'd go to one of the guys who are doing the crazy house music or somebody who's
speaking
doing,
of Tiesto.
Somebody who's doing crazy pop records. Fact. And this, that, and the third. Now you come to us because our records, I think they said Future had the biggest selling record this year so far.
Well, we know now that black music is the highest paid genre of music, the highest earning genre of music in all of music.
Yeah.
This has been for probably the past, I won't say 10 years.
Just about.
But maybe. 10, around 10.
Maybe.
And when that switch occurred, what can you do?
Not much.
The only thing you can do is... get with the times.
Uh-huh.
Pay us what we're worth. Because nobody wants to hear country at these parties. Nobody wants to hear rock and all this stuff. Yeah. Like I said, Tiesto, after we left Hamilton Party, we went to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiesto was the DJ for that night at 11. And I'm not an EDM super fan. There's some music that I like in EDM that's cool. But
shout out to Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
That's my
and,
guy.
And really shout out to Tiesto because he's really like the...
Tiesto's ill.
The pioneer of that thing. And there's only a couple songs that I know that I fuck with. And just so happened, most of them are his. So I actually had a great night. The whole night was great because I walked in that not knowing. I was like, oh, okay, it's techno. But if you looked at the 11 lineup, all the other nights for F1 were hosted by black rappers.
You know what's crazy to me, though? Speaking about being like the black in these white spaces, the craziest part to me, especially looking at the world, and I don't think a lot of people kind of realize this, is you don't realize how much actually does come from us.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the Kentucky Derby.
Facts.
Right? The Kentucky Derby, out of the first 27 Kentucky Derbies, 11 of the winners were black men. So
you know the year?
It was between the years of, I think the first Kentucky Derby was, the winner was a black man as well. The first one was in, hold on, I'll tell you right now. First one was
1902.
Actually, no, my bad. In 1875.
Shit.
Black man by the name of Oliver Lewis won the very first Kentucky Derby at the age of 19.
And
we this is history that we will never learned about.
Never knew.
Even Tiesto. Like we talk about these guys, you know, we talk about Tiesto, we talk about the Swedish House Mafias, we talk about all of these guys that are so profound DJs. DJing started in hip hop. You gotta really think about that. DJing actually started in the Bronx. Like it started.
That's a fact.
Here.
The act of going to
putting
see
records
and to go see someone
just put records
just because they're a DJ, not a artist, not a actor or whatever. I'm going to that club or that venue because this person is DJ.
Yo, it didn't turn. People didn't really start to bang with rappers as much until maybe like the 80s or so.
Facts.
Like
the DJ was the
DJ was the main
artist.
Yeah, you're going to see DJ such and such,
and he's gonna bring out a couple of his friends.
I'm
gonna
bring out a few of my friends that's gonna make this beat that I'm looping sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because I think you know even looking at the landscape right now, like looking at F1, looking at not even just F1, NASCAR. All of these different spaces that we are starting to, I guess, permeate. I think the only place that we haven't really broken all the way through was maybe soccer?
Hockey.
Hockey?
I think we broke through in soccer.
We definitely broke through in
football,
soccer.
Football, Javier. I think we definitely broke through in that because it's not just an American sport.
Yeah, no.
And if you look in American soccer, there's a lot of black people that play in our league. But
that's
overseas, we kill teams over there, and the team will be like Paris. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of black people on Paris. So it's like, I think the only sport that we haven't, like, dominated is hockey.
Hockey.
And the ones that are in there are dominating for their position. But we don't really have, like, first it's hard to get niggas to be cold. It's hard. A lot of sports where niggas is cold.
Niggas ain't rocking, bro.
And it's not like I'm not talking about like the weather is cold.
No, I'm talking about
there is no point in time that you play hockey where it is nice outside.
Where you gonna get? Where it's gonna be warm, dog?
At least in football, it's like, yo, we got our cold times, but yeah, there's still times where there's nice weather, or you travel somewhere and the weather's nice, or just because you're on a team that is cold. Like if you're playing, let's see, Green Bay, yeah, it's cold in the winter, but you can also have a game in Miami.
In Miami, the next day.
The next day. So it's like, you can do that. And when you practice, y'all aren't practicing outside, you have indoor facilities.
Yep.
So hockey, your indoor facility is cold as hell.
It's freezing. It has to be, because you got to keep the ice cold.
We don't do good when you got to wear big gloves that are puffy. Like, that's not, gloves ain't do us right, ask OJ. That's not really.
Son, Jesus Christ.
That's not really.
Ask OJ.
That's not really what we fuck with. So I'll be real, y'all can keep hockey. I'll be real. It's cool, because hockey runs the same time as basketball. And
that's true.
I mean, don't get it twisted. I would love my black people to get into hockey so we could take that over too. But then these white people are just going to try to create another sport that we just don't want to do. Like, and eventually, years later, we will conquer that too.
After seeing so many different, in our lifetime, the different places that either we have been able to transmute into our spaces or spaces that have started as ours, what has been some of your favorites to see us? See us succeed in.
to take?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, basketball.
Basketball, of course.
I love it. I especially love it because most people can't name five white American basketball players.
Jesus Christ.
And then you said,
son, I was really sitting here right now just thinking, like, who do I know?
Five white American basketball players in 2022.
JJ, I mean, JJ.
He don't play no more.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He retired. He's an analyst. I'll give you. You have my boy. There's two of them over in Miami. There is, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Tyler
Hero and Duncan.
But I don't even know if Tyler Hero is he all the way white?
He white. So there's those two. Duncan Robinson. Those are two white basketball players. I don't know.
I'm about to say, I'm drawing blanks.
There are some.
Blanks.
There are some. Don't get it twisted, but a lot of these white basketball players in the NBA are from overseas now.
200%.
So,
bro, I was about to say Luka Doncic.
You can't say that.
I can't say it.
Can't say that. So it's like, if we go
Welcome home.
Knock, knock.
Oh, wow, new guest.
Knock, knock.
We have a guest today, y'all. some of y'all might know him for his road show, Trap Karaoke.
Cool.
Some of you might know him for the I can't even explain this guest. He's just such a great guy. Clap it up for Miles Jones. He's here.
Yeah.
So, Miles, we're talking about how us black people are controlling these white spaces.
Just the different spaces that either we have dominated in and that weren't created for us, or spaces that have...
You mean every space? So there's every space?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or spaces that we created and they tried to take over and then it's coming back to us. You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Well, Kentucky Derby. We talked about that.
That started for black people?
The first Kentucky Derby ever was won by a black man.
Oh, what?
A 19-year-old black man in 1875.
And out of the first 27
Kentucky Derbies, there were 11 black men who won. And this is stuff that we don't know about.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, they keep us out of that.
So speaking of stuff like that...
I also didn't know the Kentucky Derby wasn't connected to Kentucky Fried Chicken until like 10 years ago.
Wow. It's fine.
I thought they were all the same thing.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken kind of like...
I thought
sponsored
like,
the Derby?
Sponsored yeah. the Derby? Like everybody who goes to the Derby has to dress up and eat chicken?
I thought everybody...
Sounds
KFC.
Black to me.
Sounds like Sunday to me. I'm just saying.
I thought KFC, I thought that was all the same thing. Like, yo, you going to Kentucky Derby? You mean the KFC?
Come on, man.
So he just asked me what was... You can ask the question.
No, I asked him, so I'll ask you as well. So in our lifetime, we've seen a lot of different... We've seen us mm-hmm. dominate in so many different spaces that mm-hmm. either weren't as inclusive for us or started with
stolen.
Us and was stolen from us.
Mm-hmm.
What has been your favorite to see us take over?
I say, for me, of course... I mean, there's so many, but the one that hits home for me is basketball, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It started with Naismith.
Dr. Naismith.
You know? And... He is white.
He
completely.
Is.
The whole NBA was white.
And until that ABA...
The little speckles that they threw in there were very dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to the point...
Shout out to Wilt.
Yeah, but to the point...
Big even,
yeah, yeah. To the point of they had to change rules and they had... Like when Kareem went to UCLA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was so dominant that... I hope you know this if you're a basketball fan, but if you don't, cool, I'll teach you today. They took dunking out of...
So he can't dunk.
Out of NCAA.
They stopped yep. dunking. They made a rule you can't dunk. That's when he developed the sky hook.
I was about to say, I'm working on something with my boy Greg, and we're doing the history of Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to school, they weren't allowed to dunk, this, that, and the third. The way that people knew who he was because he was playing
another
at
Long
the
Island,
Rucker.
Another Long Island legend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He was playing at the Rucker, so everybody knew him. They were calling him Black Moses. Yep. They were calling him this. They were calling him that. But he came up with the name, yo, just call me... his homeboy came up with the name. He was like, yo, just call me the doctor. And the doctor turned into Dr. J, went to school. He couldn't do all of the stuff he was doing at the Rucker. And because he felt held back at NC with the NCAA, that's what made his decision to go to ABA
instead of NBA. Absolutely. So when it comes to that, now years and years and years and generations and decades, whatever, later we have an NBA where you can't. It's going to take you some time to name me five white American NBA players.
Can you name
five white ones?
Yeah,
Grayson Allen.
Okay.
Yep.
I completely...
Active?
Active. Grayson Allen, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson.
That's three.
That's three.
All I got for you. And I wouldn't have said Duncan Robinson. Or Tyler Hero. They would not
I
have
told
came.
You I wouldn't have said
wouldn't
Tyler
have came,
Hero.
They wouldn't have came to mind.
You see what I'm saying?
I thought you were Spanish.
And I named you two players that are on one team.
And you said American.
Yeah, American. So that's why NBA of what we've turned the game into, to me, is the biggest
thing. Keith Van Horn great again.
but it's like, yeah. Yo, if you can't name like five people of your race in a sport.
No, white people can name all their players. I bet money.
Yeah, they probably...
If we go to Boston right now, they can name every
They're gonna say Larry Bird.
Oh, they got
Bird,
so much praise on there.
Larry
too.
Bird.
They do. The little short. I forgot what his name is. Pritchett, something.
But yes.
He don't even play really no more. But Gordon.
Okay, yes.
We just named five.
And it took us a while.
Whew. And then if we really break it down and be like, yo, who's really doing their thing? Tyler.
That's it. For real.
Yeah. Oh, because we said white.
Yeah, Tyler.
I mean, we said American.
Yeah.
And y'all niggas still like our bitches. Sorry, excuse my language. Y'all niggas, y'all white boys.
If you dating white people, you a bitch.
But that's my sport. I think basketball is great just because I love the sport. And growing up, yeah, there was more white people in it in the Jordan era stuff. Luke Long, Luke Longley is not American.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
You thinking Kukoc?
Kukoc was no.
Yeah. Kukoc is like.
Was Luke Longley American though?
Luke Longley.
I believe he was.
Okay.
Kukoc wasn't
Steve
American.
Kerr.
Steve Kerr. Bill Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
John Paxton. Bill Willington.
Let's see. You forgetting Larry Bird, the Bird.
Who's talking about on the Bulls? I thought you were talking about the Bulls.
But in general,
Jeff Hornacek.
John
Stockton.
John Stockton. Woo.
Makes sense because Utah. See what I'm saying? But there were ones that we thought were good. That's like, yo, I thought
all of them was trash.
Steve Nash? What? Crazy.
That wasn't back then.
Oh, no. Steve Nash is not American.
He's not American.
He's Canadian. But John Stockton was, I fucked with John Stockton. He did his thing.
I ain't like his shorts.
I didn't like. And now we wear his shorts.
And now we wear his shorts.
His shirts are short. They were too short.
And now his is too long. Now I'd be like, Josh Doctor actually could have went a little higher.
Could have really did his thing.
Show a little more thigh.
I like John Doctor more than I like. Fuck out of here, Karl Malone.
Well, Karl Malone, dude, you don't like Karl Malone? Karl Malone is a bad man. Yeah, he's a bad man. I just remember. Yeah, fuck Karl Malone.
Jesus.
Just burn Utah as a. Send the Jazz elsewhere.
And the crazy thing is, like, isn't Karl Malone from, like, the South or something?
Duh.
Yeah. And then once he got over there, it was like, switch the whole thing up.
No, he's been like that.
He's been a nigga.
He's been a terrible person.
Coon?
There we go.
Coon. Everything. Whatever name is you want to call him, I won't fight you.
Okay.
Right. So basketball is yours.
It doesn't have to be a sport, by the way.
The internet.
The internet. Okay.
These apps, these tech companies did not, when this all started, they were not thinking of black people.
Mm.
Like when Jack and everybody came up with Twitter, they were not thinking like, oh, black people are going to fucking
make this
thing.
I don't think they thought it was going to. We run Twitter.
Black people run social media.
Even something closer in months and time, Clubhouse.
Oh yeah,
Clubhouse has been around for years.
We run that shit, bro.
As soon as we hop on, we run this shit.
The internet is ours.
As soon as we dip our little baby toe in that, we bring our mess.
We bring our
and
shit.
They love it.
We run it. Yes.
We don't monetize it.
No.
Unfortunately,
it's our business that makes their platforms great.
It's our culture that makes their platforms.
It's our culture that makes their business.
Yeah. Facts.
Our culture.
If you look at Shade Room and all these other stuff and ball, all these things, take us out of that.
If you take Shade Room off Instagram, I don't think Instagram had that many users. And if you take Shade Room off Instagram, I don't think fucking E and all these other places are.
They go to their platforms first. They look at them, then they take theirs and they put it on there.
There's no TMZ. E would have fucking folded up or. Because they had the Kardashians.
But take our culture out of their business.
Second.
Starting May 16th, VH1 Mondays are leveling up with two back-to-back season premieres.
Two back-to-back season premieres.
First, we're kicking off the night with a game-changing season of VH1's Basketball Wives at 8. This time, VIPs Angel Brinks, Brandy, Brooks, British, Duffy, Jennifer, Jackie, and Malaysia are reuniting for the first time.
They came back. I'm tuning in.
I was about to say, they was all gone for a minute.
And you're going to want to see if they keep that past or in the past or whether old scores will surface. Now, after Basketball Wives, VH1's hit series Couples Retreat is back at 9. Escape on this love-altering trip with new additions Ronnie DeVoe, NBA superstar Nick Young, TV personality Claudia Jordan. Okay, Claudia Jordan.
Fine ass.
I didn't even know you was on.
God damn, she fine.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Claudia Jordan. Comedian Michael Blackson.
Okay.
Mike.
Mike trying to get his low.
Rapper, man. Styles P. And comedian Jess Hilarious.
Styles P, that, you know, that was our guy.
You know, that's our guy.
That's my friend of the room.
Right, you know.
Yeah. These celebrities and their partners must face the realities of their relationships, but will their love make it or will this retreat break it? It is two big premieres on one VH1 Leveled Up night. Don't miss a new season of Basketball Wives starting Monday, May 16th at 8, 7 Central, followed by Couples Retreat at 9, 8 Central, all parts of VH1's Level Up Mondays.
You think you could survive a couple retreat?
Hell fucking yeah.
What about you?
What's a couple?
Lord.
To tango.
The loneliest number.
Second favorite thing.
I know it's going to be some bullshit.
The Kardashians.
Niggas didn't make them.
Oh, a nigga made one.
No.
A nigga made
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
OJ?
Yeah, he made the big one. Chloe.
But Jesus. What Ray J do?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wow. They weren't made for us.
There's only one Kardashian that dates white guys.
Shout out to Courtney.
She keep it a buck.
I ain't gonna hold you.
You hit
my favorite one. I would use that other. I'd use that other to my. There's two people.
But I was gonna walk in here.
There's two people right now. Hunter that
Topanga.
Boy.
Topanga not there?
Yeah,
she off the list?
Not no more. Topanga's cooked, man.
She's washed.
She's washed, set. With a rag.
Like a Dominican, Dominican blowout.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. She looked like a Dominican 24-year-old.
Stop it.
You know, they trash after 23.
Don't do that. Don't do that to my people.
Topanga look like a Dominican 31-year-old.
She had a mustache at 13.
Yo, that 31-year-old birthday post, you'd be like, damn. Bitch, is this your grandmother?
Yeah, that shit gets wild.
Yo, your great-great-grandmother still alive?
That shit gets
disrespectful.
Wild.
But yes, what was I about to say? Yeah, there's two right now that I would.
What two?
That's one. Chloe is definitely one.
So two women that you would walk into the studio with, holding hands, have her sit in that chair, and you record.
And y'all would have to just... And y'all could roast me all you want.
You said Chloe or Courtney?
Courtney.
Oh, okay. Courtney.
I think I said Chloe, but I'd be getting
mixed up. You definitely said Chloe.
Courtney.
And we're not talking about just hit. We're talking about just...
Wife. I'm talking about wife.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Margot Robbie.
Who is that?
Okay.
Who's Margot Robbie?
The one that plays Harley Quinn.
Okay.
Oh, she's so fire.
You know she's our age too, right?
Stop.
Dead ass.
Stop.
Okay.
Born in 89.
You're going to make me find a way to get in touch with you.
Those are your two.
Those are the two where I would be like,
fuck yeah. Don't blame me. Blame your manager.
Oh, no.
Don't bother me.
There's one other person, but you said she's Spanish.
Who?
Shorty from the chess, the Queen's Netflix Gambit? Checks.
You talking about Beth Harmon? Oh my God, that bitch so fine to me, son. Oh my God, she was so fine to me. I don't know what it was. To this day, I don't know what it was. She's so fine to me, son.
Okay.
But we're
talking about American white.
I think she's Spanish. I think she's like actually like.
But are you talking about American? You're talking about American.
I'm talking about white. Margot Robbie and Kourtney Kardashian, and I would sit in front of black women and
but
be like,
you know,
Margot Robbie's Australian, so.
But Kourtney is
even worse.
Kourtney's, they're not really, they're Armenian.
I know, but they white.
Okay. All right.
I know, but they white.
Okay, okay. If that's you want to put
they can't say nigga.
Respectfully.
True.
Respectfully, they cannot.
True.
So, Margot Robbie, I would be, and they would sit right.
I don't know my there. Two. I really don't know my two.
They would sit right there and I'd be like.
In order for me to pick my two, I'd have to look and then find out that they're really white and then be like, okay, you one of them. I don't know. I'm looking over here. This nigga's like this.
Mac, you better stay out of this.
I am completely out of this.
You better stay out of this. I can't even fantasy book.
Bro, I've been out of this since 90210. I'm gone. I'm done.
You've had your fair share?
I'm done. I'm done. Thank you, guys.
The whites.
Out of the game.
Okay, so what about you, Mac? Something that we...
A place that I feel like we have dominated.
Scamming.
Right.
We didn't start that.
I know.
But we
revolutionized it.
But we revolutionized the game.
We perfected it, but the white man knew our perfection.
I'm about to say, they do it on a whole other level. He said, we still
going
to
lock you up. I don't give a...
No.
Do you hear that?
No. The white man perfected that. I can't take us. No, I can't do it. Yes, they did.
No, they don't even...
jail.
That's not because they're good at it, it's because they're white.
But that's perfecting it. If you don't get, if you can do your crimes and niggas know you do your crimes and you still don't go to jail, you've perfected doing that crime. Based on race, money, I don't care what it is.
Can you hear that? I hear the sounds of the punches.
Something that I feel like we've done exceptionally well, that I feel like we've dominated over, or that we've taken over. There's so many different things I would want to touch on, but as I think about it, I don't think that we've done it better than white people. Like, I was gonna say organized crime, but we haven't.
We haven't done it as well.
We haven't done.
You know
it
why?
As well.
Keyword organized.
It's organized.
Maybe not.
That's a real thing. There is a gang called I don't know if you guys ever heard of this gang. There's a gang called the Ku Klux Klan that has yet to come up on a RICO case.
Well, they're not organized, and they don't make any money. That's why they I'm being honest. That's why they haven't been brought up on RICO. I've seen everybody talking about
the same thing.
That's why they haven't been brought up on RICO charges. No, they don't make money.
Come on, bro. But that's
you have to push the criminal organization.
The way that they set it up is like a
fraternity.
Club. Yeah, it's like a fraternity.
It's a literal fraternity.
Yeah.
You have to pay to be in there.
Yeah, they're covered by the... They're a legal organization.
Fraternal order. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the fraternal order. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, so all those people are saying that. Stop saying that.
So if you a Q, a Kappa... Mm-hmm. You could be a KKK.
Pretty much.
A Ku Klux Klan.
Oh my God. I can't.
It's all the same.
One thing that I think that we have constantly done better at everybody, and I guess this is kind of easy. It's just music, man. Like, I don't think there's anything music-wise that black people have been put in front of that we couldn't conquer.
You've done everything from disco.
Literally. We've either started everything
country.
Or we've done everything. And we've done it very exceptionally well. I'm talking about well enough to be nominated by the highest of highs for awards and this, that, and the third. In every space. Like, I'm talking about Spanish music. It is black people that are being nominated for Spanish music. Jamaican music.
The nigga that makes Suavemente is black?
He probably won't admit it.
Oh.
Me no black.
Elvis Crespo, he'd be like, me no black.
Me no black.
I no black like you.
I know black.
I know black like you.
Papi, I know black. You black, papi, and I know black.
I know blackie like you. I'm picky panny.
I speak panny.
Hey, picky panny.
Wow.
We're offending Cam, and we got to stop.
Cam laughing. So if we get any pushback from this, I'm like, we got the okay.
We got the okay for Cam.
We got the okay for Cam.
No.
His name is Cam Cortez.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You not Spanish?
He said, I know Spanny. I know Spanish.
Bullshit. I know that skin tone.
I see that
Jesus
hair.
Christ.
I knew he was black because of that hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew there was a nigga in him.
Fashion. No, but just music. Music as a whole, bro.
But is music and fashion all one art?
No, two different forms.
I would say it's two different forms,
can't dress.
But yeah, right. But there's
Amen.
They coincide. They coincide a lot.
Yeah, I think fashion is big too.
Fashion for a fact. I don't think they didn't expect us to show up in fashion the way that we did. Like when Kanye stepped out with all of the it looked like the Village People at the time, but all of
our... So disrespectful.
YMCA.
Hey, those are my guys, though, man. Shout out to Don C.
Don't send Mac nothing else. Don't send him nothing else, Don. Please.
No,
they say you like the Village People.
Son, they came out.
They came out
first fashion week.
When it was him, Farnsworth.
Not
agreeing. I liked everything.
What?
No, you did not. Shut
Taz
up.
Taz Arnold.
I'm put you with Taz Arnold outfit from that day and see what.
Doesn't correlate to now. That was 10 years ago.
But just seeing how black people were showing up even in that space where niggas was not trying to fuck with us. Low key, it's shit like that.
I mean, you got to shout out Andrea Leon. Oh, wasn't it? Charlie.
Facts, for sure.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. the GOAT, man. Like, nigga, that's... Whew, just thinking about all of that shit, bro. Like music wise, fashion wise, nigga, we've shown up and shown out every single time.
We're gonna continue to do so.
Every single time.
I'm blacked out right now. You know? Black outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Black man sneakers. Jordan has his
black on outfit as well?
Yeah.
Bye. Sure. I like that too.
Yeah. Shouted him out. I said the same shit.
What's his name?
It's my man Kerr shit, you know?
Who?
My man Kerr? You know my man, Kirk. I'm gonna just put y'all on.
I like it.
I got you.
I like it a lot.
It's very, you know, it's me. It's you. It's us.
Yeah.
It's us.
I could definitely go outside in that.
Uh-huh.
Every day. This would have been your trap
every
outfit
day.
If it was out when the tech suits was out. Because the tech suit get hot.
I don't got no hood.
This?
I need a hood.
Now we can get that.
I mean, zip up the hood.
What if I was just like this? What if I was like...
If you backed out a hood, son, I would have been like, nah.
What if something I didn't know about?
Nah, if you would have backed out a hood just now.
This is great. This is great for you, because look, utility pockets.
Facts.
Keep going. Ryan won't let me be a better person.
That's all I'm saying. But yeah,
Ryan said it'd be great for you, utility pockets.
And, all right, so I said my one thing that we want to take over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing that we want to take over.
I'm not saying that we want to take over hockey, but that's one thing that we haven't dominated.
We haven't.
They can have that shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to get black people in the cold. It's hard. It's hard.
You haven't been on?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to be on ice.
Absolutely. I definitely have.
And fight on ice.
Nigga, I'm shooting you.
Yeah.
That's probably going to make it worse.
So what's something you think that we don't dominate in? Because it's not too much.
Justice.
Oh, shit.
That is what I would like. We do not dominate it. We are always in it, and it always works out terribly for us. I would love to dominate that sport.
Okay. Okay. No, I would build on that. I would say government. I don't think as much as we constantly, you know, try to tout the first black president and everything, which was amazing.
It was amazing.
But
okay.
Oh, it was amazing.
All right.
But
all right.
I would love to see
shout out my man Barry.
I would love to see us in better more spaces, especially in local government.
What if Barack's real name was Barinthal?
Barinthal.
Like Orinthal, but
yo.
That's my man Barry. I don't call him nothing else. I don't care nothing else.
Barry, yo.
I don't care about nothing else. It's Barry.
No, I do think that us
he
being
got a real
in
black,
spaces,
he got a real black wife, tell you that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Blackest thing about Obama is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, oh boy, I tell you.
Boy, oh boy.
To this day.
Pledge allegiance to that flag.
To that flag? Hello.
Goodness gracious.
Put me on game. This mask is not half mask, okay?
What if they made like a spinoff of like White Man Can't Jump, but like it was Barack and Michelle, and it was this dude that's in office,
Joe Biden.
First of all, the movie would only be 20 minutes. He's gonna die.
He can't die
20 minutes.
Nah, they couldn't play.
He'd fall asleep.
Yo, no, they couldn't play characters. We'd have to get new roles.
Oh yeah, get new roles.
You gotta get new
roles. Joe's playing Joe. That's just sleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Like, yeah, this is my man. He played ball. I'm about to sleep, nigga, at the end of the bench.
Air Gordon.
I'm like, yo, wake up, Joe.
What?
Huh? We play. So, what? This ain't cold in here. Ain't no hockey rink.
Yo. Ain't no hockey rink.
Ain't no hockey.
Yo. Government. Yeah, I think that's what I would want to see us.
Ain't no hockey rink.
I also want to see ownerships of the sports teams that we dominate, which is everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want black people to have that. We be blaming. We put too much blame on people.
So what?
I don't want to blame black people no more.
I want us to break that generational curse. There should be no reason why the NFL has no black owners and zero. All the players are black. Besides the linemen.
That's a fact.
Besides the center. And the kicker.
Why niggas can't kick?
We can. But we... Niggas don't want
to Niggas be, got more important stuff
niggas
to do.
OD. Niggas want to be cool, bro. Kicking ain't cool. Me, I'll tell you this. I'll be a kicker. I'll be the black egg. Hey, what the fuck y'all doing out here?
Hey, QB1. That's what I want to be. QB1. Hey, what's going on, boy? My boy. Hey,
My boy.
I can be the hero and still have good knees.
Oh, yeah. Years down the line.
Pat McAfee is now wrestling. He's our age, retired champ. Wrestling, bro. And I'm like, how?
Because I could beat niggas up.
You know why? Because he was a fucking kicker.
I'm fine.
I'm good.
My body is still fine, guys.
Although
it takes a while to make a lot of money as a kicker, but if you do, if you kick 35 field goals in a row, you get a check.
Nice one.
Check. From a decent range.
I don't want to see no black kickers.
I do. There's some black owners on social media.
Okay, time to get canceled. What if?
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
What if? You ready for this, Cam?
We're not. Damn, why'd you give him the thumbs up?
What if we let women in the league and make them kickers?
I mean, nice. I heard women.
There is.
There are some in
the NFL. Let women in the NFL. Let them be the kickers.
I would say we'd need to give them more positions than just.
I think
the
they
kicker.
Would fight for more
you
positions.
No, you just want to hit. You just want to beat on women. Look at y'all, motherfuckers.
What? I'm not an
y'all
NFL
want to see
player.
Women get hurt.
I'm not an NFL player.
Let them kick the ball. Let them kick the football. Let them kick the fucking football. And never again will we ever be to the kitchen. Because now them bitches are no fucking stats. You know how much I hate to see a woman no stats of football? It gets on my fucking
It's
nerves.
Getting me mad now with sports betting.
Oh, yeah, because...
I've been talking to girls. They'll be like, yeah, I place this bet. Yeah, what's a parlay? What's it? I'm like... And then they'll show me the ticket. I'm like, yeah, Steph Curry, 15 threes. I'm like, yo, bro.
Like, I seen a girl put Steph Curry three touchdowns. And I said, yeah, you got this. You're doing just fine. You're doing just fine, Sudi.
You're gonna make
a lot of money.
See you later, baby.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, women in sports, co-ed, it starts with football. Let them be the kickers.
Co-ed football? I mean, like, are you saying...
Because
it would be the NFL? Or are you making another league?
No, make it the NFL. There's nothing that says only men can play this.
I mean, I think I totally agree if you're good enough to play... You should be able to play.
I agree.
Give it a shot. Because I feel like...
As a kicker. Anything else is too dangerous.
Who are you to tell her what is too dangerous?
I'm the guy that's going to say, hey, that 450-pound guy coming at you full force, that's going to hurt.
I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying.
But what if she's just...
If she's down for that...
What if she built? Like, really built? Like, built?
If she's willing to play against... And know that she's going to be playing against...
Oh, I see what's going on here. Mac, you're trying to turn the crowd on me again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not trying to turn the crowd on.
What if she's really good
and really knows her worth?
Oh, well, maybe she'd have a great agent that makes her a kicker!
Wow. Jesus Christ. Can't with this nigga.
Hell.
I think the first sport that would come together would probably be basketball.
No.
You don't think so?
How's she running through a screen? Are you stupid?
I'm just asking. You don't believe it?
I don't.
I'm just being honest. If I seen a girl on me, boy.
What you gonna do?
First of all,
you gonna shake out
I come across half court. Nah, that like defense is something women will probably be really good at.
Because
it causes them to focus on like attention to detail.
Yep.
So like the same way they catch us in lies.
Yep.
They're like mad strips, mad force turnovers.
Give me that.
I seen you about to do that, stupid nigga. I already asked you the question. imagine I'm coming up to court, right? Imagine I'm coming up to court. I see Shorty one on one. I'm like, oh, I'm about to take her. Boom. She gets in her defense tent. I'm about to hit her. Open up, and she's like. I just find it funny how,
I got a question for you.
Or like I'm going for my jump shot. Wide open jump shot. You know how we'll usually be like, off shooter. What if wide open jump shot? She's like, we need to communicate.
Or what if she's like a Draymond Green defender and she in your face talking shit. You got the ball. You're like, I got it. She like, little dick nigga.
At the rim. At the rim.
Nigga, little dick.
Little dick.
She in the press conference. They're like, yo, so how did you do it? You know, there's a lot of little dick niggas on that court. They really could not.
You got to know how to get. You know, it's really about communication. It's really about open and honest communication, being transparent on that court. That's what, yo, I'm telling you.
Sick. You niggas are sick.
I would be forced to I'd be like setting dirty ass screens. I'd be like,
Val.
I'd be like, go ahead. I'd be like, Ryan, bring her ass over here. Boom! And then do mad.
Mouse Jones.
They go call a timeout and they go come arrest you. Get him. You want to press charges, baby?
You ever play ball with a woman? Yep. Like, you ever like play real rec with a woman?
I play basketball with some really elite.
Now, defensively, where do you draw the line? Are you going full force?
If you're elite and I know coming down on that side, you're going to go at me because you probably get paid to do this and I don't. I'm talking about that's the type of elite women I played against. I cannot not play.
Yeah, you
gotta. Because I'm going to know in my heart. If I score, all that when we were younger and then, you know, like the girl was playing all that. Oh, let her. I'm past that. I'm not. If wherever I'm playing right now, we're competitive. I'm not. If you're good enough to be on that court, then we're just gonna play. And the women that I play with are like, yo, what up? And I love playing with them. I love playing with good female basketball players because it's just like, I know what you're capable of.
She's about to go to work,
and I love it.
Yo, there was this girl at the run with Luch and them, son. I'm like, please, I want to lose so she could be on my team because we're built the same. So we have to guard each other.
So we're built the same.
The worst part is not on ball. Anybody that plays basketball knows the worst part of guarding a girl is not on ball. It's when she's running through screens or she's trying to jock for position. I'm like, bro, stop. Stop, bro. Stop, bro. Like,
so,
come on, bro.
So did they beat you?
Cooked us.
I mean, yo, son, these leagues be tough, bro. These women leagues be tough. Tough. I know some killers.
Oh, killers.
And they starting to look amazing. If you really go back in the day.
What are you about to do right now?
I was playing with
getting canceled. You're about to get
canceled. They look amazing.
What are you doing?
Like, even when you go, think about it like this.
I don't know anything.
Think about it like this.
I don't want
to
think about it.
It has nothing to do with what you think I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because it's definitely not. I'm not going down that
road.
But sports, a lot of sports in general, not even genderizing it. That's a word, right? Genderize? I made it up?
Yep.
That's fire.
Gendering.
No, genderize is fire.
Genderize sounds painful. That's a fire word. What are you doing? Genderizing? Sounds like hard work.
Sounds like something you do to a steak.
Giving a steak a dick.
The voice.
Yo.
Oh, wow.
Yo, what you doing in the kitchen, genderizing this steak? Making this steak a bitch?
This is a sick nigga.
I forgot what I was even going to say.
Hey, let me get that steak. Hold the dick, though, bro. Last time I was over, he genderized the steak.
Yo. Oh, my
steak
God.
Steak had titties.
Son.
Oh.
Son.
Well, I'm done with this episode.
just done?
So on that note, I don't even care they got to say, I'm ending this shit. Camera right here. On that note, we appreciate you guys for tuning
Lord.
In. And our great guests for stopping by, Miles Jones. You can see him on the road.
Take these sticks with dicks.
Take these.
Yo, stop putting the camera on him. Stop.
Take these fully genderized.
Appreciate y'all for coming out this week. We are the guys next door. We'll see you next week. Peace.
I'm that wild Flora.
And we are
guys next door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.